radio. That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really comfortable weather, but we have a second cold front on the way before this week is over. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up again. We'll be in the low 80s with sunshine. But then the second cool front of the week slips through by Thursday evening. So by Friday, we're in the low 70s, nice breeze, upper 40s on Friday night, and then a perfect first weekend of October, the real deal fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We now present the presidential debate, interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey. This has been the presidential debate, as interpreted and performed by an elephant and a donkey.
News.
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exists for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
So do you really want to talk some more about the debate? Should we move on to something else? I think we'll do that. Wednesday afternoon, happy hour. Baumhauer's tonight. Greg Goodell, Rosie Brock at 311.
And here they are.
Come on, Jim, give us that debate power.
Please clap.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high-voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We can go on and on all day about the debate. The show is wired up. That Telemundo gave Trump a 2-1 advantage and winning it. The bottom line is, I don't think it moved the needle much one way or the other. If anything, it moved it for Trump. Because Joe Biden was an asshole last night. He was himself. The electrifying story today is what's going on. It's not getting a lot of attention. Of course, the mainstream media is ignoring it because it's finally getting to the bottom of the whole Russian collusion hoax. And Mr. Moonface, Jim Comey, has been in front of the Senate this afternoon. And Ted Cruz did a number on him. So let's seek our electrification in that for the moment anyway.
This investigation of the president was corrupt. The FBI and the Department of Justice were politicized and weaponized. And in my opinion, there are only two possibilities. That you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent. This has done severe damage to the professionals and the honorable men and women at the FBI because law enforcement should not be used as a political weapon. And that is the legacy you've left.
He is correct, of course. That is the most powerful public spanking since...
Jane, you ignorant slut.
This is my take on it. But again, there's a... I put a meme up on Facebook today. It's Chris Farley is the motivational speaker. And he is in William Barr's face saying, for God's sake, arrest somebody. Yeah, a lot of action on that, too. I love this. The Mike Wallace or Chris Wallace. Mike is the dead father. Chris Wallace made up to look like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That is some awesome photoshopping, and James Wood put that on Twitter. And we've had a lot of response to that and a lot of shares this afternoon. Generally speaking, it was like a 2-1 kind of thing last night. I did as I said I would do. I fell asleep early last night and got up at 1 and started watching and putting all the pieces together. Did you watch it in real time?
I did.
What was your take?
Well, it was annoying because they kept talking over one another, so you couldn't hear half the time what either one of them were saying. And then Chris Wallace jumped in there like he was part of the whole debate.
Yeah, what's he running for?
I mean, it was like, what is wrong with you? You're supposed to be moderating, not intimidating.
They need to go with the same system that certainly has worked better for the Oscars and the award shows, and that's no host, no moderator. The American people should be allowed to put the questions up there. And each candidate gets asked the same question, and they each get a minute, 2 minutes, whatever the time limit is, 90 seconds, and the clock starts ticking, and they answer it in that amount of time, or their microphone is cut off, and it doesn't come back on until the next question. But Wallace made himself part of it. It became a circus. It was farcical. And Joe, you know, we talked about people in his condition having temper issues. Will you shut up, man? Hey, a-hole, you're talking to the president.
Yeah, calling him a clown and a liar and a racist. I mean,
can you imagine?
There's a lot of name-calling going on up
there. Can you imagine, if you will, somebody saying that to Barack Obama? Mitt Romney said, you're a clown. We would have, I mean, the shriek would have been deafening.
Yeah.
So, again, as always, it's the rules for thee are not for me. And I'm up to here with all of it. I'm up to here with more mask mandating. Here we go again. It's been extended to November 8th. So I guess that means if you're going to vote in person, you got to have a mask.
Right.
Are we supposed to go through the rest of our lives like this? This better not be the new normal. I thought when they opened up restaurants and bars before they went out of business, federal judges in seven states have ruled all of this crap unconstitutional. Why are we still doing this? Who are we saving? Exactly. And what happens when we get the flu? Is this going to be every time something's going around, we're going to be limited in our activities and told what we can and can't do? I put that Chris Farley meme actually got some pretty good serious responses. Beth Blevins Cooper, Goddess, says, I think he's going to wait until the president gets reelected, then all hell will break loose. But I do wish he would. Jody says, never happened. The Republican Party is gutless when it comes to things like this. I got to put a like on that. Sharon says, any that are charged will not be convicted if the Democrats steal this election. Well, damn right. But at least the Justice Department is following up on
happy hour
charges of voter fraud.
Hold on.
Kevin says, Mr. Gregg, I'm losing faith in justice and our government. I didn't think after the release yesterday of Hillary setting up the Russian hoax to protect herself that there was any defense of the FBI, yet I hear senators defending them when I turn on this hearing today. And Mary Robinson Barnes, isn't it the truth? Yeah, it is. It's the sad, unfortunate truth. I want to go through some of the mask extension answers as well. Extended to what, November 8th?
Yeah.
Man, I just want you to think back to March when we all willingly cooperated. Okay, let's do what we can do to shut this thing down. And it's going to be October 1st tomorrow, friends. And Governor Meemaw wants us to wear the mask until November 8th. I am seeing absolute open rebellion showing up in comment sections. I think people have had it. It's not just the COVID. It's the mental illness you're creating by arbitrarily changing our lives and our actions and our freedoms. That's what you're doing. Jeez, you want to stay home and hide for the rest of your life, you're free to do that too. Have somebody slip your meals underneath your bed. It's just ridiculous. Andy is our first call of the afternoon.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. How are you?
You know, you asked. I'm good. I watched the debate last night, and it was par for the course. I knew early on it was going to be a shouting match, and basically that's what it turned into. And I feel like it was, like you stated, 2-on-1. President Trump was, what, the questions that were asked, they were elementary questions to me. They were questions that would be asked to a ninth grade class president.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. And they did that on purpose because there's no way that Joe Biden can comprehend anything complicated. He can't. And he can't shoot from the hip and answer anything that's not unscripted. He can't do it. So I honestly believe now, Chris, now Wallace, he said that none of these questions were made public or nobody knew about it. That's bull. I guarantee you Joe Biden knew these questions before they were.
Sure looks like Joe was also wired up a little bit, too.
He definitely was. But one thing Trump said out of that whole debate that really woke me up, talking about when they tried to impeach him, and then all of a sudden he mentioned the word, he's got taped recordings of what they tried to do to him.
Yeah.
Talking about Obama, the word tape recording.
Yes.
I guarantee you that scared a lot of people last night. And if he has that, if they have that, the FBI, whoever, this needs to go public and go public now. It needs to. I don't know why he's sitting on it. I don't know what it is, if there's a certain process he has to go through. But if I was the president and I got the goods on these clowns and I've got recorded voices of them saying that or whatever they intended to do to him, you better believe every American citizen in this country would know about it today.
Yeah.
That's the only way, Greg, that
We've known about this. We've known about this as this puzzle has been pieced together for the last 3 years. And
it has.
Nothing's
and you talk
happened.
About the coronavirus. If Joe Biden wins this election, okay, the coronavirus overnight will go to the third page of the newspaper.
Right.
It won't be front page news. It'll fade off, and it'll be par for the course like we've had.
All right, Andy. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 322. This segment was brought to you by Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, you never have to think about who to call when you need repairs, installation. You want a checkup on your home's wiring and fuse box. Call them at 245-1566. That's 245-1566. Certified master electricians. Here's how they do it. They come to your house, analyze the situation, the work you need done, and give you a price. And by the way, they show up at a time that's convenient for you. You make that appointment at your convenience, not theirs. Then you set a time and an appointment for the work to be done, and you pay the price that they quote you up front. And these are the best and most talented electricians on the planet. You should never trust this kind of work to a handyman. You want somebody that's got the pedigree, and that's what Mr. Electric has, the pedigree and the people to do a great job. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. 323.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale.
And have we got an irresistible offer for you?
Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Quire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Quire.
License number 84417.
Fox tonight on the blockbuster new season of The Masked Singer. Be there for the shocking moment.
No! Don't do it!
That's a first in Masked Singer history.
It's gonna change the show forever!
Then, can you identify real singers from fake ones before you hear them sing?
I think you're a liar.
Ken Jeong hosts the new hit mystery music show.
I knew it!
I can see your voice.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
So if my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real life situations.
The app is so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Now try Babbel for free. Just text TRY to 484848 to start learning a new language today. That's TRY to 484848. T-R-Y to 484848.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
So, who was it that said your supporters won't riot after the election, as if it's the Republicans that are out there burning down the cities in America? Was that something Biden said, or was that Chris Wallace being a jerk again?
I don't remember.
Somebody made reference to that. By the way, the Marlins just scored 5 runs and are up in the Cubs 5-1 late in the game.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Baseball fans?
Yeah.
We have 23 of them here in Montgomery that we know of. The Reds and the Braves, Rich Thomas has got to be berserk. This game is in the 13th inning, not a run scored yet.
Oh, no.
And in the top of the 13th inning, runners on first and third and one out for the Reds. They could be close to scoring, but we'll see. Astros may end up sweeping the Twins. They're up 3-1. Rich says very stressful, yes. Athletics 4, White Sox nothing. That season or series could even up. Rays 1 up on the Blue Jays, Dodgers, Brewers, and others tonight. Sorry, I got to keep an eye on this, because at least baseball's been behaving. COVID outbreak with, I think it's the Titans and some other team. So I think it's the Vikings. Their games this weekend have been postponed. And again, I've been watching sports for a long time. Teams have had flu outbreaks and all kinds of things. But they don't stop. They don't cancel games because the team had the flu. They call up people that can play. But it's the coronavirus. I mean, after all, you got to take a virus that has a 99.99 survival rate real serious and shut everything. We should really just shut the country down until it's gone completely, right? Get your toilet paper and get ready. I want to redeem the wing finger winning word right now. I said I would do that this morning.
Early,
and this is still early at 3:28. 272-9228. We did the word hourly this morning. And it's kind of an ironic word in that if you make it happen, you will be the winning word. 272-9228.
All right, welcome to Hannity. The very first presidential debate is now officially in the books.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.
Flustered, irritated, and cranky. Joe, maybe it's past his bedtime. Probably stayed up too late. Needs his nap.
And it shows like Lawrence Welk that we're ammo. We had those channel-changing devices. You are caller one. Try again quickly. Caller two, please try again. Caller three, please try again. You're caller four. Call right back. Caller five, you just missed. Caller six, so close. You missed by one. Hi, with whom am I speaking?
This is Steve Parker.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Do you have today's winning word? I need the specific word.
Yes, I do. It's a winner.
You're a winner. See, that's what I meant. You become the winning word.
Well, I was also caller number three just a minute ago.
Well, see, I told you to call right back, didn't I?
You have fast fingers.
Because
I was 2 and 6 the other day.
It's
so I'm close.
It's a phenomenon when you are too early, especially if you're caller 1, 2, or 3. That line, when you disengage that line and call back, it's open. You actually have a bit of an advantage.
Well, I've been trying for quite a while, so I'm very happy.
Keep that in mind for any contest, folks. If you participate on a call-in thing, if they tell you you're 1 or 2 or early on in the count, call right back because you can usually get right back on the line that you got in with the first place. So hang on. We've got lunch for two at Wing Fingers downtown for you. Wing Fingers chicken made fresh daily. Batter that's done fresh daily. Everything is fresh. That's Bob's deal, man. That's the way he does it. And you can have those Wing Fingers grilled, breaded for dipping, chopped into a salad, made into a sandwich, along with crinkle-cut fries or gooey fries, bacon, your choice. Homemade ranch dressing. And do the gooey bowl. Looks like a hot mess of fun. Where did I hear that term, hot mess? Just now, I think. And don't forget, Baumhauer's on the Boulevard tonight after the show for our Wednesday night, Knights of the Round. And we're celebrating Eddie Bader's birthday, which is a huge. I hope you got your shopping in, because it comes up on us quickly every year. It's hard to believe the end of September, too. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour already. Time flies when you're having fun. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka is a company that does amazing things for people that have gotten life's toughest break. Injury in a wreck, falling off a ladder. There's all kinds of ways. Trust me, I've found many of them on my own where you can either get lucky or get hurt really bad and face a long-term recovery. They're there to re-empower and restore choices to those lives that have been so affected. And they do each situation individually. It's a customized approach, whether it's motorized equipment, whatever's required to help bring back normalcy to the life that's been so adversely affected. They do digital technology so people can drive. They're called VIMs, voice command vehicles. They equip right there at their workshop. Everything is done in-house and customized. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson, you guys do amazing work and important work at Gulf States. 514-6590 is the number, and they more than anybody else. And, of course, we hope you never have to call them for the reason they're there, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
3:32.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, Highway 14, that's Fairview Avenue in Prattville at McQueen Smith. Watch out for emergency vehicles. It is a minor accident. They should have that out of the way pretty quickly for you. Around Montgomery, we've got congestion on the boulevard at most of the major intersections, I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown. A little congestion on Madison and Atlanta Highway outbound, but no accidents in the Montgomery area to tell you about. Well, you can get a minimum of $2,000 trade on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot at Reinhardt Prattville. Cars, trucks, SUVs, they're all at Reinhardt Prattville, Cops Ford Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Mix makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
If you plan to vote by mail, the United States Postal Service is here to deliver your vote safely and on time. You can get ready by following these steps. First, check your state's voting rules and deadlines. Second, request your mail-in or absentee ballot at least 15 days before Election Day. Finally, return your ballot at least 7 days before Election Day. Start today. Contact your election board and find resources at usps.com/voting info.
More time at home means more time to grill, and nothing tastes better off the grill than perfectly aged and tender Omaha Steaks. Get the world's best steaks and a huge variety of other favorites shipped directly to your door. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code DELISH in the search bar, and for this week, Omaha Steaks will add 4 burgers and 4 gourmet jumbo franks free when you order the Grill Out's favorite package. Going to the grocery store has become such a hassle. Skip the crowds and order Omaha Steaks today. omahasteaks.com, keyword DELISH.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Karcher's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Two Dallas County law enforcement officers have been indicted on state charges related to an accident on April 30th on Highway 80 West. Former Selma police officer Matthew Blaine Till and Dallas County Deputy John Nicholas Tacone are facing several charges, including assault and unlawful imprisonment. Till also pleaded guilty to federal charges related to the same incident. Troy University has named the new police chief. George Beaudry will lead the campus PD. He's a former captain patrol supervisor with the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. He starts tomorrow. Governor Ivey has extended the statewide mask mandate until November 8th and made new provisions for hospitals and nursing homes. They are now clear to allow one caregiver or one visitor into those facilities. Officials say September has been the least deadly month for Alabama since the pandemic began, and new infections and hospitalizations are trending down. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've been enjoying some really comfortable weather, but we have a second cold front on the way before this week is over. For tonight, clear skies, pleasantly cool, overnight low temperature in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, we're going to warm up again. We'll be in the low 80s with sunshine. But then the second cool front of the week slips through by Thursday evening. So by Friday, we're in the low 70s, nice breeze, upper 40s on Friday night, and then a perfect first weekend of October, the real deal fall air. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Test for COVID, Q-tip up your beak to your brain, and test results can take a week. That's too late, and it irritates your nostrils. It was fun to have it done, but Canada just made a new test for COVID-19. Swabs up the nose, what a pain. Ooh.
playing those for at least another month. Thank you, Governor Meemaw. Jacqueline Tomlinson waiting to speak with us at 3:40, but Soldier Boy was here. What you got?
Hey, Greg, what do you think we're out last night, and what's the four apocalypse women going to think and tell Joe? You think they scolded him when he stood up and said, the green plan is not my plan?
He made so many, did so many lies or contradictions. It's not even worth talking about it. The debate didn't move the needle one way or the other. I made a prediction this morning that the Harris-Pence debate will have a more dramatic impact on the numbers because he will eat that woman for lunch. Not a very tasty meal, but he is a brilliant guy.
Yep.
He'll be a composed gentleman, and he'll make her look like a stuttering nitwit.
You know, Mr. Trump last night, do you think it's going across the internet and Facebook and everywhere? Did Biden have a mic in his shirt?
I think he had more than that. He probably had Adderall in his system. Somebody who takes that stuff said they recognized it in his demeanor. So I don't doubt that there was cheating. They're the Democrats. They haven't played it straight for the last 60 years. Thanks for the call. Love you, Soldier Boy. You just triggered me. Now let's go, to the official legal goddess. One of them.
Hey.
Happy hour. Hey. Hi.
So last night.
I've been puzzled all day. I haven't really have not known what to think, and I've been waiting to talk to you.
Oh, okay. So here's my unbiased thoughts on the whole shenanigans from last night.
And you are unbiased.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously everybody knows out there where my vote lies, so, I mean, there's no secret there. But, like, if I had to look at it from, like, a neutral third party, because, you know, I am a mediator.
Well, you know, and this, too. You love your clients, but you tell them, I can't help you if you lie to me.
Yeah,
so,
like, I would have told Donald, shut up, a few times. I would have been like, shut it up. If you just let Joe talk, he will dig his own hole. I've had to have that conversation with clients before. Just shut up. Like, let them tell their side of the story, or in his position, their political stance on something, and they'll dig their own grave. So Donald did not surprise me last night. President Trump was President Trump. That's why I love him. That's why some people hate him. It is what it is.
Yep.
I don't expect him to sit there for 2 minutes uninterrupted. It's not in his being. He's not capable of doing that, and I'm okay with that. I was a little surprised how disrespectful Joe came across.
Yeah.
The name calling, the shut up man, the clown.
Yeah, when Joe was an ass.
Yeah, he was a total ass. So when you're losing an argument, whether it be in court or in life or on a presidential debate, and you revert to name calling, you lose all respect from me, because then I feel like you can't articulate your thoughts. We are now going to go ahead and revert back to, you know, schoolyard demeanor of name calling. You know, you're this, you're that.
Which is why I absolutely don't engage in that on this show.
But you know what I mean? Like, Joe should have been a little bit more polished in what he was saying. I will also say I was not offended by the Hunter Biden comment, because that's what we call facts. And when you run for political office, your family, unfortunately, absent them being a minor, Barron is off the table. He's a child. You don't mess with people's kids.
That hasn't stopped some of them, though.
But Joe has to understand, Hunter's an adult. Hunter's a grown 50-year-old man who's been in rehab 5 times, and he wasn't dishonorably discharged from the Navy. He was administratively discharged only because his father was vice president at the time. And so, like, they did him a solid. But, like, when you do cocaine in the Navy, you get kicked out of the Navy.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, I wasn't offended by that. But, like, you know, it was one of the things, like, look at anybody who's ever run for political office. Everybody knows that, unfortunately, your past, present, future, and your family, it's fair game.
It's all on the table.
So get over it, Joe. Like, nobody's talking about Bo. Like, everybody feels bad about Bo. Like, Bo was a patriot. Like, there really is. There's no arguing there.
No.
We're talking about Hunter. And it is what it is. So,
hey, but at least we know that Hunter is providing Bo's widow with
services.
Yeah, rendered.
Well, and the thing is like, where did this, I'm curious, like, where did the $3 million come from and why? And, like, why was he unemployed until you became vice president? And, like, what makes him now qualified to do these multi-million dollar international deals when he was, like, going on, like, three-week benders, like, before you were VP? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. But I guess we'll find out in the next debate.
So I'd like your opinion on my opinion.
What's your opinion about
the debate? I don't think that it moved the needle really one way or the other. Maybe a little bit more towards the president. I saw that from some Democrats. In fact, I read the tweet this morning on the morning show. It said, I despise Donald Trump, but I am going to vote for him after watching this debate.
So I don't think it really moved the base one way or another, but debates really don't. You know, from a political analysis standpoint, you kind of already know who you're. It's like rooting for the home team. You know what I mean? When I watched the Florida State Seminoles, you know, screwing the pooch this year on our season, at the end of the day, I'm going into the game knowing who I'm rooting for. I'm not going to switch halfway through the game and start rooting for the Gators. I'm fundamentally against that. Same thing with the debate last night. Like, I'm voting for Trump. It's not a secret. Like, I don't care who knows it. I'm not going to, like, all of a sudden watch a debate and be like, oh, you know, Joe made a really good point there with that not voting for that new Green Deal count fart thing. Like, yeah, no, like that. So I think you're going to vote who you're going to vote for regardless. I think your assessment is correct that people that are on the fence are going to pay more attention to the VP debate.
Thank you.
I think that that's a fair statement. I think it's accurate because Pence is going to eat her lunch.
Yep. Absolutely. I've heard Mike speak.
He's a great guy, too. Like, what are you going to say about Mike Pence, man?
And you know what? The astards that are the true liberals in this country, the East Coast and West Coast elitists, they despise him because he's wholesome. He's a family man. He's a pure Boy Scout.
He's a true gem. Yeah.
And the antithesis to Trump and the way he can put, which makes them a good match, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he balances out because Trump can be very rough around the edges. But, you know, I was having this conversation with some girls that I went to lunch with today, my wonderful Bunko group. You know, we went to lunch today and we were talking about the debate. Now, granted, I think that we're all, for the most part, on the same political spectrum here. So we can speak freely with one another without being concerned I'm going to be called a racist or a bigot or whatever else they want to throw around.
Wait a minute. What did I see here?
I care if Donald Trump comes across like a jerk. Like, he gets the job done. And you know what? Like, at the end of the day, you want somebody who, like, kisses babies and waves and gives nice drafted speeches? Or do you want somebody that's going to boost the economy and make America a better place to live?
Yeah, with opportunity
nice
for all.
Or not.
And bring peace to the Middle East.
Yeah, he didn't even bring up his peace prize. He's got three or four now.
Three of them.
Yeah.
Three of them. But, you know, because, I mean, I don't know if you heard this last night, but, you know, Joe Biden single-handedly fixed the economy under the Obama administration and left us in, like, such a stellar position that he just handed it to Donald Trump.
I just
can't. Like, where the hell are the fact checkers on that?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt two of my favorite women, but we have breaking news for sports fans.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Braves win. Oh, bottom of the 13th, they push across a run. And I brought that, I thought it was, we have a lot of Braves fans here.
It's important. That's important information.
Most importantly, Mr.
Adorable
is a Braves fan.
How is my sweet Rich Thomas doing?
He is having a rough time.
I know. I'm staying updated on the Book of Faces with the 11 days in a row. I think today's day 12.
And I just got a text from him. I sent him, Braves win, Freddie Freeman hit in the bottom of the 13th. Yeah, so he's got to be a happy guy, but he's had these cluster migraines.
Yeah, I was telling Rosie, I have a very dear friend of mine growing up that has the same type of deal, and it is excruciating. Yeah.
And really, he's got stuff to help him, but it's not...
Nothing helps.
It's not doing much to knock the pain out.
Man.
And he struggled in today, and the last name I heard on his lips was Jacqueline. How's Jacqueline doing?
I'm going to light a sweet candle for a little Rich. Speaking of, it's not Tuesday, but I do have some baby news. You don't have to play the whole thing, but I want to let you guys positive. It's positive news.
Yes.
So you know I was supposed to have Lola on election day. So I went to the doc today, and they're actually going to bump me up a week. Ooh. We're having our October 27th.
Hello.
But guess what that means?
Milkman.
What?
I get to vote in person. I don't have to be mail in voting.
Oh, woohoo.
So I'll have that baby and little papoose, and we're going to walk right in there. We're going to cast that ballot. So that made me feel so much better. I was like, hell yeah, I get to vote in person.
By the way, what did you have to eat during the debate last night?
Oh, I actually made homemade salmon, asparagus, and mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
I wanted the bomb Howard's. But I was like, we probably need to go a little bit on the healthy side this week since I did indulge during the baby shower.
Yes. How could you help but not?
That cake, man.
I'm disappointed that you didn't invite any men to that.
So my dad and son were there, but that's it. Plus, Greg, you don't want to be there. It's a bunch of women eating cake, talking about babies. Like, what man wants to be there? I told my husband to go fishing. Notice Rosie Gears wasn't even there.
Yeah.
He was like, you want me to go? And I'm like, no. Like, so him and my cousin went to Lake Jordan and went kayak fishing. I was like, no, like, why would I make you succumb to that misery?
Couple of things, quick hot take. Number one, Terry Adams won't be able to join us tomorrow, so I am giving you, Dana, first option if you want to come in and hang out with us tomorrow.
Let me check our afternoon. That's a good possibility. That's a really good possibility. I have to check.
And two, I got an email from a listener sending me a picture. It took two cop cars to take care of a customer not willing to wear a mask in Hobby Lobby today in East
Chicago. Oh, my God. I thought I did something wrong. I was like, oh, God, no. What if somebody gets photographic evidence of me doing?
No.
You?
At the Hobby Lobby. Hey, listen, Greg. I'm in the car with you guys. There have been two individuals that I have desperately wanted to honk at, but I haven't because I've been on the radio. You never know what I'm going to do. I can be spicy.
That's what makes you so much fun.
I know, but I'm like, oh, man, what did I do?
Hey,
what did somebody tell Greg I did?
We could have a in-studio baby shower. We could do all the dopey things that women. We did that once for my sidekick in the morning show in Miami in the 90s. She was having a baby, and we were like, you know, the.
You want to measure my stomach and with a piece of string and see how big it is? See who gets the closest?
I'm not
we
really
know
good
you
at
don't like games.
Or put those creepy little babies in the whole ice cube trays and see whose water breaks first. All those games.
Oh, no.
They're terrifying.
Yes.
Well,
will you get back to me later? And
I will check and I'll text message you this evening.
Maybe Amy Hampton will want to join us and we can have an estrogen festival.
A mashpuka.
Actually,
I do have a lot of estrogen going on right now.
Yeah.
Good to have her in to tap into her BK experience too.
I will. I'll text message Amy. I haven't even, you know, I was supposed to go to lunch with her today and then work happened. She got called in early. You know, we do have jobs.
Yeah, but it's nice to know that if that happens, that you do the right thing. Not that I need to remind listeners of that, about your dedication, but it's, you know, that's what you do. Good for you.
Yeah, we you know, y'all come first. I mean, absent my kid and husband, like, work comes close second. Absent an emergency.
And how about
you know
your appearance on the show? Where do we rank on your list?
Yeah, you guys are, like, in the top five.
Woohoo!
I like that.
You're
I like that.
Top five.
I'm honored.
We'll take that.
So I will message the Dana and see if she can make it. She may not be able to make it for the whole time, but she may be able to make it for a period of time. And then I will look at my schedule and make sure I don't have I have like a stacked afternoon or something. But like, I'll see where we're at.
Okay.
All right.
And come by the Baumhauer's tonight. I'll buy you some pregnancy food as a shower gift since I wasn't.
Pregnancy food. That's anything that's edible. You know that, right? Like pregnancy food.
I kind of understand that, yeah. I'm so glad I got to talk to you earlier today. I really needed the lift.
And, you know, I'm here. But, yeah, I'm interested to see what your listeners have to say about last night, see if anybody was swayed. I'll be listening because I know I wasn't, and I wasn't surprised.
No, I think the biggest part of the whole thing, given how many of us thought they would figure out a way to keep Joe out of it, that he showed up and stayed awake for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Definitely medicated.
And he was feisty.
That Adderall works.
Adderall make you snippy. Make you a little snappy.
And he was a little pissy last night.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens when you I'll keep my opinion to myself on that one. All right, guys, have a good show.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thanks. Don't forget, Duncan Tomlinson, attorneys at law for family matters. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but when you want advocates also with the abilities to mediate, negotiate, and look out for your best interest, they're in your corner. 819-4810 is the number to call for a consult. 819-4810. Delkin Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Milkman has been patiently waiting here. Let's grab his call quick before we hit the top of the hour activity.
Milkman.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, how we doing?
What's up, man?
I just had a need some clarification, I guess. Where did that come from about Trump saying military was zero?
That was a totally fabricated story out of the Atlantic magazine. Not one source that, and of course they're always anonymous, has stepped forward to verify, but 21 people who were there said it didn't happen. And that included John Bolton, who was not exactly best buddies with President Trump. So it was more bullcrap, and they keep doing this, and you're going to see more of it before the end of the month. However, I want to play you a clip. There's not a shred of evidence that Trump would never do that, for one thing. His behavior over the years has always been there. But, where's this?
He loves the military.
Hang on. I got to get the Biden.
Biden. And now that's what's going to lead me to my next statement of, I mean, it didn't sway my persuasion either way. I'm Trump, and that's not going to change. I know I spent time in the military, and I just felt like maybe just giving Biden that little bit of, he was talking about his son, Bo, whether Trump knew that or not.
Stop playing the sympathy card. Everybody in America's got a heartbreaking story.
No. Look. I spent that time in the military. I know it's not true, but when he's talking about that and then Trump to just jump over him, if I was on the sway, it might have persuaded me. But, I mean, I spent military time in the military, and I think those that spent time in the military should have a dog in that fight.
But, you know? But Joe's son, Hunter, was kicked out of the military for doing cocaine.
And I totally understand that, but that's where it got in a mess up, where he was talking about his son, Bo, even though Trump didn't know Bo.
Bo had no place in the debate last night, none whatsoever.
I agree.
Here is Joe speaking. Listen to me. Here's Joe speaking to a group of military people.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards. There's Joe Biden. And that is evidence. That is not manufactured or fabricated. He said that.
Right. And honestly, and like I say, it didn't sway me whatsoever. It just seemed like, I don't know, maybe I got hung up on, because I watch both sides all the time. That's the only way you can make a judgment against something is to know both sides. I just felt that there was maybe just a little hint of disrespect toward Bo, even though he wasn't supposed to be in
there. How about Joe Biden calling the sitting president a clown and telling him to shut up? Where does that rank? He's the commander in chief. He deserves respect.
He sure is. He surely does. And with all the pressure that he's done with not being able to even go to the bathroom and do what he's supposed to do without somebody from the Democrats telling him he should have pooped before he wiped, it's just crazy.
Yes.
And he had a right to be frustrated, and I understand that. It's just, I don't know, that was just my opinion. We all got one. We know what they are.
Yeah. Got to run. I